Welcome to Afir Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz Daf Chof Aleph in the Oiz Vader edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Beis, in the top of the Amud. So the Gemara in the previous Amud brought two ways to explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you can add to something. So according to the first pshat, the idea is that if you have a little less garbage manure than what you're supposed to put in the field, you can put that a little bit and then add to it slowly. Rabbi Azai says you can't, because if you maybe he won't have what to add to it, and he's going to keep it with a very small amount, and he's going to fertilize the field. That's the first pshat. The second pshat of the Gemara was that the Tanakhama says, we're talking about if before Shemitah they already had a pile of manure, and now he just wants to add to it. Can he do it? So Tanakhama says you could, because at the end of the day, you have your enough garbage. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, it's Maris Ayin. It looks wrong, because it looks when he leaves his house, he's not taking enough manure with him. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Rabbo Nomar, Eilin Shmos Adocha, there's Shmos here, and another one in Maseches Moed Katon, and the Gemara is going to compare them. The Tanin, it says over there, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, and Oisi Misa'amo Betchilo Bemoed Vishvis. You're not allowed to dig an Amo, which is a ditch of Amo by Amo, where the water flows. You're not allowed to do in Shmito on Chol HaMoed. Omar Rav Zehiro, what's the reason? Because by digging, you're creating the sides, the walls of the Amo, become soft and ready to be planted. And you can't do that, not in Shemitah, not in Chol HaMoed. Rav Yirmiyah bar Rabon, bar Chiyo, b'shem Abba bar Melmel, and Primar Sain. The only reason is because it looks like as if you're digging in the field and you may be coming to plow in the field. They wanted to say, whoever says there by Moed Katan that it's Maris Ayin issue, so also here by us is the Maris Ayin issue, that he's taking out not enough garbage to the field. But the one who says that the reason you're not allowed to dig there the Amo is because you're making the walls prepare for plow for planting. So what will be the problem over here? If Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah does not hold a problem, Maris Ayin. Leislach elakado, you have to say like the first pshat that we learned in the previous daf. As we said there in the previous daf, we're talking about not when you have a pile before Shemitah and you want to add to it. But we're talking about he wants to create now a pile and he wants to start slow. He wants to put a small pile and add to it. But it said it's fine. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the issue because by doing that, if you won't have what to add to it, he will be planting retroactively this area, will fertilize this area. Going back to the Mishnah Moed Katan, what's the difference if the reason is because of preparing the walls for Israel or because of Maris Ayin? Says the Gemara, what happens if he's digging to build? He wants to build a building and he wants to put in a foundation. So if the problem is of Maris Ayin you have in both cases. People look at it, they think he's digging his field. But if the reason is because he's making the side of the walls of the Amo ready to be planted, if he's not planning to plant over there, there's no issue. And that's what the Gemara says. Avubai Neymar, they wanted to say, the one who says that they should Maris Ayin, the same Maris Ayin, you have the problem when he's digging a building. The issue is because of preparing the walls for planting. He is not preparing the walls because he wants to build a building over there. Says the Gemara, called Moedim. Now, this goes back to our Mishnah. You could put the manure on a field that cannot grow. In other words, the same way the Mishnah says, you could put it on a rack, so you can put it on other surfaces. Like seed, which is plaster, tsroiroi, which is pebbles, or avonim stone, or gives us another plaster, that's where you can't grow, and there's no problem of fertilization in that case. Halacha gimazuk de mishta. Hamedayer et sadeyu. Someone who does medayer. What's medayer? Deer. Deer means taking the animals into the field, allowing them to stay there, and then naturally they will fertilize the field. So, doing that in Shemitah, and the Gemara is going to understand the Havam, you know, that he's purposely putting the animals over there for the purpose of fertilizing. So what does he do? Says the Mishnah, he creates a corral of Beis HaTayim. It has to be a certain size. It can't be too big when he does it. the size of Beis HaTaim, two seos, Beis seos, a normal field, so double that size. Continues the Mishnah in Chafav on Beis, Oike Sholosh Huchos Umishai Simon Tzois, Nitzo Midai Beis Arbor Seim. So what you do is, you create a four-side fence on Beis HaTaim in order to allow the animals to fertilize that area. Then, once he finished that, he wants to add more, you're allowed to add more. But as long as he leaves one fence there, he can't go to do it on the entire field. So if he has he created here four fences on the four sides. As long as he leaves one fence intact, he can go and continue on to the next side. So how many new fences he has to do? Three new fences, create one fence which is already there, and then he's got another three fences. That's it. He cannot add more than that. So he's going to do twice Beis HaTaim. That's what the Mishnah says. The total amount that he's going to fertilize is four seil. You could do eight seil, not four seil. And how is that? He does not keep the fence. He keeps a pole. So you have a four fences, and then he removes the entire fence and keeps only one pole in the middle, and creates another four fences to the right, another four fences on top to the right, and another fence on top to the left. So he's able to do four times this fencing of the Beis HaTaim. So four times two, that's eight seil total. If the entire field is four seil, we talk according to Tanakhama, so then don't do the entire field, because he needs to leave a little bit that he's not going to fertilize. So don't do the entire field. And then he could take out from the deer, from the corral, and put it into his field, like usually people do. And the way the Rosh says it, he must take it out of the corral, because the whole intention was just to leave it there and then take it out. Says the Gemara, Tam HaTanin, we learned over there, Amishnah. So desh niskavtso tizor lomoyti shviz. A sode, the thorns were removed from it, even though you're not supposed to do it in Shemitah. If you did it, you didn't actually plant, you're just preparing for planting. So therefore, you could plant it right after Shemitah ends. Nitaivo shidairo. If he plowed it, or he did the deer, like we're saying in our Mishnah, meaning causing it to be fertilized. Like this, you can't plant it next year because he's doing something else. So I was saying over in our Mishnah that he could do deer, and it sounds he could do it even lechatchilo. You have to explain a Mishnah. Not that a person has in mind to create fertilization of his field. He just wants to have his animals in the field. So he's allowed to have it, even though unintentionally he will have fertilization, then it's okay as long as he puts them within an area of Beis Seil. So the more, Bechol Oisim Sihorin, you can create the fences in any material you want, the Machzelois, mats, with a cash, straw, or avonim, stone. I feel shloish shechavonim zelim alim zeh. Or you may put three ropes one on top of each other. Or bilvad shloye bein sar lesar kemeloy sar. Meaning the minimum amount you need to have between two, if he's creating a few sar, he needs to have a distance of a full sar, a full deer, a full corral, between one corral and another. So if he makes one corral, he's not allowed to add anything else. If another make another corral, unless he has a distance of a full corral. And that's what the Gemara says. Uvat shelo yeh ben tzar l'sar kem l'sar, meaning should not have less than ben tzar l'sar kem l'sar. What could he do in that middle part if it's less than a sar? Choy l'boy, he can milk the cows or the animals. The goyiz boy, he can shear the wool. Umoy l'chumoy v'satzoyin derech alel. And he can bring the animals through it, but he can't leave the animals there, causing the fertilization. Shimon Galil Oimer Beishwani said he can do much more. Tanam Shimon Loz Oimer Yimatzah Tekes HaYosef Baritz. He puts one pole in the ground. Foyisah Abos Aharin, he makes four corrals. Barbaru Chaseh, the four sides from that middle pole. Shoshwani Naseim, a total of eight Seyo, where he can have his animals in Shemitah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Chof Aleph.